This is the sound of college sports teams recruiting potential new team members. Brett Bielema and Mike Anderson, the University of Arkansas football and basketball coaches, aren't here. Instead, this room inside the Arkansas Student Union on the University of Arkansas campus has more than two dozen club sports ringing the walls. Teams seeking participants for bowling, skeet shooting, and lacrosse. The club sports are organized under the banner of University Recreation, commonly called UREC. These teams, like their NCAA counterparts on campus, are called the Razorbacks. The rugby team, one of the longest tenured club sports on campus, the Razorbacks. So is the martial arts team and the cricket team. The cricket squad, in fact, is a prime example of what makes up a successful club sport team. Experienced and not so experienced players together. Yesterday, the cricket table was under the direction of Cole Pennick of Fayetteville. He says the University of Arkansas Cricket Club benefits from an already established cricket community in Northwest Arkansas.
With people coming in from all over the world here at the university, plus with the major corporations in Northwest Arkansas, there's actually a pretty large cricketing fan base, as well as players that play in tournaments and on teams all over this part of the state.
Cole became interested in the game while studying in India and then was able to play when he returned to Fayetteville. Shannon Deer, Assistant Director of University Recreation at the U of A, says Cole's experience with cricket is an example of what club sports on a campus can provide.
This is the beautiful thing about club sports, is that this is a student-run organization that for students by students. So something like cricket, they come up to me right when I got here. We have this population of students that want to play cricket. We want a club. We helped work it out and did that. Same thing with boxing, Quidditch, things like that. So this is a great opportunity for the common student to play an uncommon sport.
Many of the teams at the recruitment fair yesterday were actively seeking students who don't have much experience in their sport. Dakota Dixon from Olathe, Kansas, and Jackson Boyce from Joplin had more than a dozen interested people sign up to receive more information about the university's triathlon club.
You know, most of our members, they've never done a triathlon before. They've only done one of the sports before. Most of our members only did cross country in high school. So the first time in the pool was kind of a new experience. And, you know, personally, it was all I could do to not drown the first time I swam. But, you know, we're very accepting of members of all different levels.
Some of the UREC clubs mirror sports that already exist on campus, like baseball or women's soccer, sports that may attract students who played in high school but didn't receive athletic scholarships or simply don't want to devote the time required of a Division I level college athlete. Other clubs, though, are unique. Quidditch, inspired by a game in the Harry Potter books, has a team on campus, as does ballroom dancing.
I've danced for most of my life, and it was just a different version. Dancing with a partner is a lot different than dancing by yourself.
Emily from South Carolina was collecting names of interested students yesterday, along with fellow club members Amy from Missouri and Sarah from Texas.
Well, I danced like every little girl does for like a while, and I quit about when I hit middle school. But I don't know, it's just been one of those things that when you see in the movies, and they're doing the ballroom dancing, like the classic with the big puffy dresses. And it's just, I don't know if it's like the little girl in me just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I got here and I'm like, hey, college is the perfect time.
They say there are about 15 students on the competitive ballroom team at the university and about another 25 in the club not competing. Many of these clubs do face off against other universities' club-level teams. There is a National College Cricket League, for example, and the U of A hockey team has won 3 Southeastern Collegiate Hockey Conference postseason tournaments and qualified for nationals in 2010. Not all of the club sports have had such intercollegiate experience, but almost all of them appear to be growing. The Ballroom Dancing Club organizers say they're witnessing a sure sign of growth. Yesterday, more men showed interest than women in joining the club.
For the first time in the past 2 years, we've been going to at least 2 competitions every year. We go to Ohio Star Ball, which is second biggest in the world, biggest in the United States. Of course, we're in the amateur, but we get to see pros dance, and it's an amazing experience. It's really cool to go from a toddler-sized club to something that's third place in all of the clubs right now.
With the exception of hockey, where ticket prices range from $3 to $10 at the Jones Center for Families, every match or game involving a club team at the U of A is free to the public. Shannon Deer, the Assistant Director of University Recreation, says public attendance and support is always welcome, including financial help.
from the community, from individuals, businesses, things like that. They can work with the foundation, with the College of Education and Health Professions. They can also work with me directly. We also try and go out in the community and get sponsorships, because they're free advertising right here. You know, we love to get that there, and they travel across the country. So think of that business exposure for individuals.
And there are potentially more sports coming. Badminton, golf, and wrestling teams are all in some sort of organizational stage. Water polo wasn't represented at yesterday's recruitment event, but if Luke Phillips, a sophomore at the University of Arkansas, has his way, there will be a Razorback water polo team soon. He played the sport while in high school in Texas, and he says despite a complete lack of water polo high school teams in Arkansas, at last year's recruitment event, he heard plenty of interest in forming a team. And he's working on making that a reality this school year.
First thing is you have to make sure you have enough interest in the sport for it to become an officially officially documented club sport. I was actually at the UREC Bash last year advertising for the sport after I had met with the vice president of club sports at Arkansas. And she was like, all right, yeah, this sounds awesome. As long as you can get enough people interested, we actually have, we'll get you a booth at the UREC Bash. And I had about 20 or 30 people sign up, which is more than enough, so, which was awesome. But I just wasn't able, freshman year, I was realized I needed to do a little more studying than actually working on a lot of outside stuff. So, but this year I'm hoping to really, like, now that I've got the drill down for college, I'm hoping to really be able to focus on the paperwork.
And don't bet against Luke and this potential water polo team. Luke was already recruiting would-be players in high school, and he convinced his friend Patrick Garcia to not only learn the game back in Texas, but now to come to the U of A this year as a freshman to help start the club here.
When he told me about it, I was really excited. And I was excited to come to the school, thinking he'd have it freshman year. But like he said, get the drill down, study first for academics, or before, you know, athletics or whatever comes before that or after that. And but yeah, occasionally I'll see some guys and I'll talk to them about it, like, hey, have you heard of, you know, water polo sport? You know, would you like to try it out? And I've had people ask me about it. So, I mean, it's kind of nice that the word's going around.
Many of the students at yesterday's club sports recruitment bash were from out of state, from Rhode Island to Texas to Illinois to Tennessee, where some of the sports are much more popular than here. Shannon Deer says she thinks it can also work the other way, that existing club sports like hockey and lacrosse can help bring students to the campus.
And that's what we're working on this year and the next few years, to show the retention and recruitment we offer the university. We only have about 1,100, 1,200 students that participate every year, but that's still important. I went to my university because of club sports. I wanted to go play on the best national club team there was.
Shannon Deer is Assistant Director of University Recreation at the University of Arkansas, and she was at yesterday's club sports recruitment event on campus. You can learn more about club sports at the University of Arkansas at their webpage, which is urec.uark.edu. That's urec.uark.edu. You can also search Facebook for Arkansas Club Sports.